Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and 9-month FY26 results conference call of Sejal Glass Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalavade from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amrut Gadda, promoter of the company, and Mr. Chandresh Rambhia, Chief Financial Officer. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. Amrut Gadda for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, and the shareholders joining us today for the Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. We sincerely appreciate your continued trust and support. Sejal Glass has been enhancing space and building trust over two decades. We are engaged in manufacturing high-quality architectural glass solutions, catering to a wide spectrum of end-user industries, including residential and commercial real estate, public infrastructure, industrial plants, hospitals, financial institutions, high-security zones, educational institutes, data centers, and laboratories. With the state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities in India and the UAE, supported by over 150 supply chain partners and a strong client base of more than 500 customers, we have built a scalable and resilient ecosystem. Under our product portfolio, we offer a comprehensive range of high-performance architectural glass solutions, including toughened glass, laminated safety glass, insulated glass units, digital printed glass, and decorative and specialty glasses. Our advanced manufacturing processes, such as precision cutting and setting specialized heat treatments, lamination, and insulating glass assembly, enable us to deliver quality products that balance safety, durability, thermal efficiency, and aesthetics. The increasing preference for the value-added and performance glass continues to align well with our core capabilities. Coming to our financial performance for the 9-month ended financial year 2026, we reported total consolidated income of 284.51 crore, with EBITDA of 46.60 crore, showcasing EBITDA margin of 16.38%. The company has reported an operational PAT of 17.61 crore. During the quarter end 31st December 2025, the company has allotted 13 lakh equity shares of face value of 10 each by way of preferential issue at an issue price of 555 per share, including share premium of 545 per share, aggregating rupees 72.15 crore to the promoter and non-promoter group. The company has received the listing permission for the said equity shares from Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange. Further, the company has allotted 4 lakh warrants convertible into equity shares of face value of 10 each by way of preferential issue at an issue price of 555 per warrant, aggregating the 22.20 crores to the promoter and the promoter group as per the agreed terms. During the time of issuance of the warrants, the company received an upfront payment of 1.38 lakh per warrant, representing 25% of the warrant issue price, amounting to 5.5 crore, and balance 75% will be received among the exercise of the warrants. From an industry standpoint, the environment remains supportive. In India, residential real estate sales across major cities have remained healthy, with premium and mid-income housing witnessing a steady demand. Commercial real estate leasing, particularly in office space and data centers, continues to show a resilience. The data center segment alone is seeing strong capacity additions driven by digitalization and cloud adoption, which directly supports demand for high-performance facade and insulated glass solutions. Infrastructure activity remains robust, with continued investment in airports, metro rail, hospitals, institutional buildings, and cruise terminals. There is also a clear shift towards energy efficiency and sustainable construction, with green building certifications and stricter building codes encouraging the adoption of double glazed and solar-controlled glasses. Rising temperature and energy costs are further accelerating demand for insulated and laminated glass solutions that improve thermal efficiency and reduce energy consumption. In the GCC region, as well infrastructure expansion, hospitality projects and commercial development continue to support demand for architectural glass. Capacity utilization trends across the industry remain stable, and there is a noticeable performance of the company in value-added segment, which aligns well with our strategic focus. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about our long-term growth trajectory. Our focus will continue to be on improving utilization levels, expanding our presence in key metros and GCC region, strengthening the relationship with the architect and developers, and enhancing our value-added product mix. We will also continue investing in technology, process optimizations, and operational discipline to improve efficiency and margins. At Hazel Glass, our objective is not just to manufacture glass, but to deliver solutions that enhance space with the safety, performance, and design excellence. With improving industry tailwinds, a strong manufacturing backbone, and a disciplined execution strategy, we believe we are well positioned to capitalize on emerging opportunities and create a sustainable long-term value. On that note, I would like to thank all of you once again for joining us today. I now open the floor for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Dhanraj Tolani from Kuber Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So I just have a couple of questions with you. I'll just start with the first one on the segmental part. So as I see, like high value segments such as fire rated, bulletproof, or digitally printed glass appear strategically important. So could you explain the revenue potential, margin profile, and even entry barriers in these segments?
See, we have tie-up with one of the Spain technology provider company for the fire product. So this fire product production will start, I think, after yet 3 months or in the first quarter of next financial year. Bulletproof, our testing has been done, and now we are approaching in the market. And third item is a digital printing. Digital printing already, we have started the production, which the production line was in the Glasstec facility, Saroja, which we have acquired. So all these three fronts, the real, you know, profitability and the market share or the impact on the EBITDA will start coming, I think, from the next financial year.
So how do you plan to scale these niche products from approval and certification to customer education? And what like when do you expect them to start contributing meaningfully to the profitability?
I think, you know, Q3 of next financial year.
Q4 next time, or in the medium term, you can say.
Yeah, medium term, yes. But digital printing already started little bit of contribution, but yes, the more contribution will come in next financial year.
Okay.
You know, we have to project and we have to, you know, take the approval. Certain approval is from the government. In different country, there is a different rules for the related to the fire. And also in the fire product, we have to, you know, tie up with a certain fabricator, so whole ecosystem will work with fire installation.
Okay, and like in this competitive market, are you facing any competition from the China or any global major?
No, we are facing competitions from the global. Even the San Gobin has also the fire product, and certain organized players in India is also. Chinese player are also there, but you know, the production capacity versus the market in India is a total difference. So yet, you know, we are not getting so much pressure on the competition because our market share is very limited as on today. Once we, you know, grow by 25% market share or more than that, then we will have a more pressure from the competition.
What do you believe, like how defensible competitive advantage we are having? Like how are we strengthening these like over time? I would say, are we doing anything to gain market share, or we are just meaningfully increasing our business?
No, see, particularly looking at the market. First of all, you know, we focus in last 2-3 years, we are focusing on the product quality. Number one. Number two, service. This service includes lead time. Third, after sale services. And particularly certain, you know, sampling and mock-up to be installed on the project. So there is one is our competitive advantage. Second, the technology, all technology what we have mostly from the Europe. Third part, the people, the team what we have, either in the sales or either in the production. The production team on the skilled labor force and the supervisors and, you know, system and process. Yeah, and experience this thing and a certain level, the brand recall of the Sejal Glass. And fourth, geographical advantage. We have now, you know, three units in India. So we are in the south, one is in Taloja, one is in Silvassa. So that advantage also. And the capacity. So particularly now I can say that we are the, in tempering, I think we are the largest capacity.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So,
bigger project requirement comes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, if I could see like YOY, your depreciation cost has increased significantly. So are we capitalizing any fixed asset amount or anything else?
No. It's not such a thing. I think CFO will answer you.
Yeah, so the depreciation is not increasing to that extent. The only impact is the capitalization which was done in the first quarter in regards to a special UAE. There is a facade facility what we had capitalized in the first quarter end. So the only impact was that only. And apart from that, the Glasstec acquisition which we did in May and June. So started from June and July. So the impact of that also. So the full quarter comes only in this
Got it. And also, if let's say Glasstec ramps up, so how will its product mix and utilization profile and margin trajectory compared with the company legacy operations?
The margin will remain more or less same. Only thing is that the project flow will be more in Glasstec units, like in Taloja. Because the many places the Glasstec brand is specified or registered, so we are getting that such kind of response. So the orders are coming in the name of Glasstec.
So one last question from my side. So I just wanted to know, like, once the acquired unit has been, let's say, stabilized, so how meaningful they can become to consolidated revenue and EBITDA over the time. And what time frame we can consolidate revenue and EBITDA? We can contribute meaningfully.
So you want to say next year?
Okay. So are we expecting any number of like consolidated number, revenue and EBITDA?
For the next year guidelines?
Yeah.
So that we can give it only in the first quarter of the. After the first quarter.
Okay, done. With like FY27.
Yes. Because we are working, we are realigning our targets.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Raj Shah from Shah Venture. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Sir, can you tell me from a medium-term perspective, how do you see demand environment for architectural glass evolving across residential, commercial, infrastructure and data center segments? And which of the segments are likely to drive incremental growth over the next 2 to 3 years?
Particularly if we, you know, see the real estate infrastructure and data center, every day in the newspaper we read that this data center or this company is selling this data center, this real estate project has been launched by this company, this infrastructure investment has been declared by central government or the state government. So, you know, in line with the thought of the Viksit Bharat 2047, everywhere, particularly metro city to two-tier city, to every government infrastructure project or every, you know, prominent municipal corporations of India's are now in, you know, mode of growth. And real sector is growing very fast, particularly in the metro city on the luxury, you know, test, higher high-rise buildings, bigger flats, and everything that is contributing very high on the our product. So even, you know, what we are, you know, calculating while, you know, acquisitions or increasing the capacity, that if India maintains 7.5 or 7% GDP, we will have a growth in our sector. And firstly, then again, the hospitality, hospitals, health, education. Number of universities are coming in India.
Okay. And, sir, can you also speak on, like, international revenues continue to form a significant portion of the business also? So how do you see the India versus overseas revenue mix evolving over time? And what would be a comfortable long-term balance from a risk and margin standpoint as well?
See, the particularly from the last, you know, 6 to 7 quarters, the contribution from UAE is very high, which gradually will reduce. And with this, our two acquisitions of Taloja and Erode, and also future acquisitions, I think going forward in next 2 years, mostly it will be equal, both the sides. You know, India will be the same and UAE will be also same. Or there will be 55-45 or the reverse 45-55 on turnover.
Okay. And also I want to know about the raw material costs. Raw material costs are a key input, right? So how does your pricing and pass-through mechanism work in practice? And how do you balance competitiveness with margin protection during periods of volatility?
As such, you know, there is not much volatility because the raw material is more or less available in India. And secondly, now we have a, you know, for the major raw material, which is a 55% of our raw material is a glass. For that, we have a now, you know, sole supply agreement with the Saint-Gobain. So they are the largest in India for the glass manufacturer, and they are supplying us all the clear glass and then coated glass on time and before time. And also, being a, you know, market leader, Saint-Gobain, they also, you know, vigilant on the import quantum, what is coming and what is not coming. So their pricing are more or less, you know, open on looking to the demand and supply and the import quantum or other players' supply. So the one of the reason for, you know, agreement with the Saint-Gobain was the continue and reasonable price raw material supply to us. And some of the, you know, very unorganized competitors sometimes reduce the price, but that doesn't, you know, impact much more on us. And we are in a very niche market. So, you know, very organized developers, big projects where, you know, the quality is required, handy delivery is required, then the performance of the glass itself is on different level. So there's much more competition is not there, particularly on the differences of the pricing of the raw material.
Okay, that's great. And can you walk us through the current capacity utilization across key product lines and geographies? And also, I want to know about how you identify where is the biggest headroom for growth exists without significant capex.
Yeah, so the current capacity are in our product wise and the unit wise are different. So as of now, we are almost at 90% of utilization of our lamination line in Silvassa, whereas Taloja is still underutilized at 10%, and our IG glass is around 28% in Silvassa, and Taloja it is still on the 16%. So overall, our toughening capacity utilization is more than 60%. In Silvassa and around 30% in Taloja and Erode. Whereas our capacity utilization in UAE almost 90% our the IG product, which is the wholesaling product and the lamination product. So 90% utilization in capacity in our UAE segment, in IG segment.
Okay. So yes, thank you so much, sir, for giving us the insight about the business. And yes, that's all from my side. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Rohit Bairwani from Budget Global Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. In the previous phone call, the management has told that you are working in one of the acquisitions which was under due diligence stage. So any update regarding that, whether we are about to complete that acquisition in the near future?
So we have, one plant, the due diligence is over, certain legal process is also on. So on certain valuations point and certain legal point, the deal is on, process. So it's in the discussion. Maybe we can get a result in month's time.
So anything with respect to capacity or revenue potential there, if you could share, or it is too early to ask right now?
That is working on, but this year, more or less consolidated, we are going to touch 400 or little bit plus. And we are looking minimum 25% growth next year, minimum.
Okay, understood. And I have one more question on
more growth.
So the voice was not clear in the last.
So with the one more acquisitions, I think the growth will be about 25%. But if the acquisition is not coming, though there will be minimum 25% growth.
Okay. Understood. So I had one more question on the debt side. So currently we have total, borrowings including the lease liabilities of around 220 to 30 crores, which includes certain debt from the promoter group companies. So any timelines with respect to repayment of these borrowings, maybe in next 1 or 2 years?
Presently in the December quarter, we had already repaid some of the promoter loans of around 28 crores from the fund what we had raised from an equity and the warrant. So now the borrowing in Sejal Glass India per se, it is only in regards to a banking borrowing.
Okay. That's it from my side.
Thank you so much and all the best. So long term, the loan is already under the repayment through the scheduled payments. And the cash rate limits are revolving line. Because of the infusion of this funds of around 77 crores in the last quarter of this year, the debt equity ratio has been completely changed. So now our present debt equity is around less than 0.05 against our previous debt equity.
Okay. That's it. Thank you so much, sir. All the very best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Harshit Singhania from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just wanted to ask if you could give a bifurcation of margins according to the product.
According to the product?
Yeah, like product segment.
So product segment, the IG will be the IG glass will be having a more margin as compared to the other toughened glass because it is further value addition in the form of glass.
Okay, and so with the new high value products coming up, are they expected to be of higher margin or around similar line?
Also, the new products like fire rated and the bulletproof will definitely give a higher margin.
Is there like any number we can place on this? Like,
no, as of now we are not able to give any guidance on that because the fire rated will start only in the first quarter of the next year. So then the strategy and the marketing and the market will be based on that. We will do. Okay.
Also, sir, around blended margin lines, another listed player has like around 35% margin, 30-35% margin. Like, do we think we can reach around there, or is there any reason why they are making significantly higher margin? I think we have guided for 18% in the last quarter.
So that's what we are in the EBITDA in the range of 17-18%, and that will be improved further as and when our capacity utilization increases. Especially in our new acquired units like Taloja and the Erode. So there is a scope of increment in the EBITDA margin of around 1% further.
Okay, so we can improve like around a few percentage points.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so that'll be all for my time. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Umakant Sharma from Vyansh Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Chief. Thank you for the opportunity. A couple of quick questions. Could you bookkeeping question. The last day consolidation happened at the standalone level. Is that correct?
No, the standalone means the GlassTech acquisition is in Sejal Glass India Limited, specially. And the overall the consolidated result includes all the units of India as well as the UAE unit.
Perfect, perfect. So, this is just one understanding. We've been talking about the India business. We have enough capacity. We have acquired capacity as well in the India business. But somehow we are not seeing the numbers getting translated. The growth is not stemming in. And while the growth is, has been a miss, the margins have further been eroded in the domestic business.
Because the GlassTech units like Taloja and Erode has been acquired only in the month of June and July. So
this
has been passed. So we are still under the consolidation stage of the our strategies and the revenue and the overhauling of the existing plans and realigning the product process and the manpower and the material alignment and the machine. So all the re-engineering things are going at the current level and so we are expecting that from the next year onwards you will be able to see the growth in the numbers as well as the margin. So as of now, there are some EBITDA level losses which are captured under this quarter.
Okay. So if I may ask you this question, Mr., what would our margins be ex of the GlassTech within the India business?
Sorry?
Ex of GlassTech, what the margins are in the India business and how much the India business ex of GlassTech we have grown?
As of now, the margins are EBITDA level at just 2%, 3% because the capacity utilization is less than 20%.
That is excluding GlassTech we are talking, right?
Yeah. So, they have potential to generate more than 150 crores of revenue and EBITDA will be around in the range of 15%.
Got it. And can you just talk qualitatively, how are we seeing the scale up and what exactly are we doing to drive this growth? Going from 20 crores ka number to and almost negligible margins to 150 crores which you are guiding for, that's a huge jump we are talking about. So what exactly needs to happen to drive this growth?
So to drive this growth is the market opportunity is already there. So there is a growing demand for the product. And just after realigning our internal systems and process, we'll be definitely able to capture that growth in the market. The real estate segment or construction boom or the other development as in the form of like railway, infra, airports, everything is coming in a big way in India. For next at least 3 years, we'll be able to capture that growth slowly.
Okay. And secondly, we've been talking about this railway grade, railway side, pitching to the Vande Bharat and all of that. Could you talk any update on that front?
So yes, our products have been approved and we had already started supply. But eventually, as of now, the contribution is very less. But definitely, in the coming quarters, it will be gradually it will increase further. It is in a continuous process, like bidding in every time in the process and getting more and more orders and the acceptance of the product in the system.
Okay. Well, and this is a tender-based business, right?
Yes.
So who are we competing in this segment?
There are unorganized players, basically, who are competing in this segment. There is no organized player into this segment.
Got it. And thirdly, could you just talk a little bit about the UAE business? How are you seeing the scale up there? And since I think earlier you mentioned that we have already hit a 90% utilization in UAE, what is the next plan of action over there? And also parallelly, the sustainable margins, because if I were to look at the margins, while YOY has been a huge jump, there has been a fair bit of moderation Q on Q level, just on the UAE business. So, if you could just throw some color around that.
So, UAE business, as I said, that the our IG product is at 90%. So, we are adding a capacity in the form of a tempering line. So, that is going to come in the first quarter of the next year. It has already been on the way for the installation. So, that will add up our capacity in toughening. And once the toughening capacity is added, the IG line, we had already 2 IG lines. The second IG line will also start running well. And definitely that will give around the 20 to 30 million business next year further.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Rahil from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you just give me a sense on what our consolidated margins can be next year with all the new acquisition capacities coming in?
So we are targeting EBITDA of around 18%.
Okay. And so when you said the 27% growth can be exceeded with the new acquisition. So the margins will still be targeted at 18%, though that will also increase.
So it might increase by 0.5%, but as of now we are on a conservative side, 18% definitely will be achievable.
And this new acquisition, if in case it comes in, is targeted for which product line?
The product line will be the similar line of business. So we are not diversifying any.
Okay, it's not. Okay. It will be all the same.
Reach will be expanded kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if I have the percentage of exports. I think I missed the percentage of export revenue of our total.
So export as such we are doing from unit.
Mm-hmm.
So nearly around, as of now it is not contributing more than 10%. Because
right.
UAE itself is consuming entire production. So almost 90% is within UAE and the all the 7 Emirates. Apart from that, the export in the nearby GCC country and to some extent other countries.
Okay. And for FY 2026, which is this year, are we confident that closing you said 400 crores top line, but then EBITDA margin 15% can be sustained or be
yes,
just down. Is there room for a slight more, you know, improvement in overall?
Yeah, margins will improve too further by around 1%. We are expecting 16.5% consolidated EBITDA margin on a turnover of around 400 crores plus.
Quarter 4 is the strongest?
Generally, quarter 4 is strongest.
Strongest, okay, yeah. And just one clarification, you mentioned there's potential of 150 crores of business with margins of 15%. That is, Indian business can reach that, right? At optimum utilization.
Yes, yes.
Right, okay. Okay, so got it. Thank you so much for all this.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participant, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you everyone.